This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between June 1st and June 30th, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises in the east-northeast at 4:56 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT, 47 minutes later. The planet is 82% illuminated and 5.6 arcseconds wide. After the 7th, Mercury is close to the Sun and cannot be safely observed. On the 19th, the Sun sets at 8:08 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 8:41 p.m. PDT, 33 minutes later. On the 30th, the Sun sets at 8:09 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets at 9:23 p.m. PDT, 1 hour, 14 minutes later. Mercury is 80% illuminated and 5.6 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus begins June close to the Sun and is not observable. On the 30th, Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:40 p.m. PDT, 31 minutes after sunset. The planet is 99% illuminated and 9.7 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars rises on the 1st in the east at 3:18 a.m. PDT. Mars is 92% illuminated and 5.0 arcseconds wide. A magnification of over 150 times is needed to see such a small disk. On the 30th, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 2:25 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 5:45 a.m. PDT. The planet is 91% illuminated and 5.4 arcseconds wide. Jupiter rises on the 1st in the east-northeast at 5:11 a.m. PDT, 32 minutes before sunrise. On the 30th, Jupiter rises at 3:40 a.m. PDT. Jupiter is 34 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn rises on the 1st in the east at 1:48 a.m. PDT. On the 30th, the planet rises at 11:52 p.m. PDT. Saturn is 17 arcseconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus rises on the 1st in the east-northeast at 4:44 a.m. PDT, 59 minutes before the Sun. On the 30th, Uranus rises at 2:55 a.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 30 minutes, and 36 seconds, and declination of 18 degrees, 44 arc minutes, and 49 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 3.4 arc second disk. Neptune rises on the 1st in the east at 2:14 a.m. PDT. On the 30th, Neptune rises at 12:20 a.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 0 hours, 1 minute, and 28 seconds, and declination of negative 1 degree, 13 arc minutes, and 15 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 2.3 arc second disk. New moon is on the 6th, first quarter on the 13th, full moon on the 21st, and last quarter on the 28th. Summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere and winter in the Southern Hemisphere at 1:51 p.m. PDT on June 20th. At this precise moment, the Sun reaches its northernmost point on the ecliptic. This point and the time the Sun meets it are called the summer solstice. Summer ends with the autumnal equinox on September 22nd. Lunar X is visible on the Moon on the night of the 13th for a few hours, starting at 8:49 p.m. PDT. A telescope with a magnification of 100 times is needed to see Lunar X, which is caused by sunlight illuminating the rims of two craters, which appear as a white X on the dark portion of the Moon. It is located south of the center of the line between the lighted and dark halves of the Moon. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. for updates on astronomy and space-related events.